Junior Jules. I'm Carly.
And I'm Jess, and we are the hosts of Typical Tuesday Night,
a Taylor Swift podcast.
Welcome back to part two of our Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift relationship timeline.
Yes. If you missed last week's episode, that is part one. You are not going to want to miss that because we went over 2016 to 2019. So today we are going to pick up the end of 2019, beginning of 2020, just because of the way it lines up. And then we'll move through current day. So much info.
So much. We have a lot more to discuss today, so we're just going to jump right in. December 29th, 2019 through January 4th, 2020, Taylor and Joe vacationed in the Maldives. They celebrated New Year's with friends. Abigail, our beloved red-headed
Yes.
Matt, and some of their British friends. And then January 5th, 2020, Joe and Taylor sit together at the 2020 Golden Globes, and this was their most public outing to date. Taylor was a presenter and a nominee for Best Original Song for Motion Picture for her and Andrew Lloyd Webber's new original song for Cats, Beautiful Ghosts. And while they didn't walk the red carpet together, onlookers captured Taylor and Joe taking their seats next to each other inside the ballroom.
I feel like these are like classic Joe and Taylor photos.
They are.
Like the most famous.
What? Do you remember what? Is she wearing?
Isn't like the greenish shirt? Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought. Next, Taylor and Joe were spotted at the Golden Globes CAA after party, and a source told E that Taylor wasn't afraid to show PDA with Joe, which is super surprising.
Yeah.
And they looked inseparable and really in love. Taylor had her arm on Joe and she leaned in to kiss him several times.
Cute.
So cute.
January 31st of 2020, the Miss Americana drops on Netflix. Taylor revealed why she and Joe chose to keep their relationship quiet. She said, "We decided together we wanted our relationship to be private, even though like her image was really horrible. I was happy, but I wasn't happy in the way I was trained to be happy. It was happiness without anyone else's input. We were just happy." I just love that. We've like read that quote before, but
yeah, so cute.
Yeah. And then those searching for Joe's appearances in that documentary, though, won't find much. You can see he kisses her hand in the car at one point, hugs her backstage after a performance of Getaway Car on tour, and then Taylor serenades Joe with the song believed to be about him from her album Reputation, the song Call It What You Want. But that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting to me. I guess it doesn't surprise me because they did want to keep it so private.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they were together a lot, and he just wasn't in.
And even in the backstage moment, like, she goes and hugs him, but he turns, he has a baseball cap
on,
and he turns his back to the camera. So, like, if you were just, like, some smojo and don't know anything about Joe or Taylor in her relationship, and they see that scene, they won't know it's him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He could be anybody.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we know it's him. And you can tell it's him if you know
for
what
sure.
you're looking for.
Yeah.
But he still is kind of like.
Yeah. It makes me wonder if he asked her, like, to be in it minimally.
Yeah.
Or if they decided that together.
Yeah.
Or what? I do feel like the Miss Americana documentary seems to hold like a longer, like a longevity because he's not in it as much. Mm-hmm. Like it feels like it is more about her and her career and like that moment in time outside of a relationship, which I think was needed.
Oh yeah.
But it just is very interesting to me. And then February 12th, they're spotted at the NME Awards, and February 23rd, they celebrate Joe's birthday.
And then on March 24th, we learn that they have talked about marriage.
Which is like a year after the first engagement rumor started.
Yeah. So, an Us Weekly source gave an update on marriage talks between Joe and Taylor. They said they have talked about their future and marriage. A source told the outlet. They don't have a set deadline in place, but they're very much in love. They also said Taylor considers Joe one of the only safe constants in her life. He has always been a huge support and stuck by her. In March and April, they're seen together multiple times out and about. And then April 29th of 2020, they finally share some details on social media. So we're in the pandemic at this point. Like, it was like mid-March.
Yeah.
Things started to shut down. And so we want to give some context to that too. So Joe shared a rare glimpse into his relationship with Taylor on social media, leading fans to believe they're quarantining together. He posted several photos of Taylor's cat, Benjamin Button, around her place. The decor matches the background of Taylor Swift's like recent post. And that is so surprising to me that he
would actually, especially so quick into quarantine.
Yes. It's not like, okay, it's been 4 months and I'm so bored.
Yeah, like people know we're together. Like, yes. They know we're quarantined together. And then May 13th, so now we're like a month later, more photos arise. So Joe shared a black and white photo of himself drinking coffee, glancing over at the camera, and fans speculated that Taylor took that photo, just as they also assume there's a lot of photos that are going to be coming out that Joe has been taking of her. And then July 23rd, 2020, Taylor announces the Folklore is coming. And some seem to think that Taylor's album collaborator, William Bowery, is Joe Alwyn. And when announcing her album, Taylor shared her co-writers and producers for Folklore, but didn't tag Bowery. So a lot of people were like, is he not a real person? What? They started to think that Joe and Taylor being spotted outside the Bowery Hotel in October 2016, coupled with the fact that Joe's great-grandfather's name is William, means he's behind the pseudonym.
And then July 24th, Folklore is released. What a glorious day.
Oh, for reals, though. What
a glorious day.
For reals.
Also, just to think that that was, like, during the pandemic.
I know.
And it's like, oh my gosh, now I can spend all my time just listening to this album.
Oh, that's, I love Folklore.
I know, it's so good. So with the release of Folklore, there were answers to several questions about Joe's musical inspiration. On the track Invisible String, Taylor references a London yogurt shop that Joe worked at as a teen, as well as the dive bars of their early relationship and a trip for their third anniversary. Other songs, including the bonus track The Lakes and Peace, also allude to Taylor and Joe's relationship.
And like we said, we'll get into all that.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up.
Oh, yeah. And then July 28th through August 5th, they were spotted together on a trip to Salt Lake City, Utah. That's where we live.
That's literally the only reason I included this.
I am not going to lie. When I saw the picture that it was Utah, I was like,
are you serious?
But wait, are you still there?
I know.
Can I come?
I'll go hike with you.
Oh my god, so fun! And then August 23rd, 2020, some fans find smiley faces and WB initials in their signed Folklore booklets. So for William Bowery,
yeah.
And another fan found a mustache doodle on one of Taylor's photos in the Folklore booklet. That's
could you imagine hilarious. Like opening it up and being like, oh my gosh, like Joe drew some like mustache on Taylor.
And did she know that?
Yeah, I don't. But I thought it was so fun.
It's like a cute fun, like kind of prank.
Yeah.
And then September 28th, they spent their fourth anniversary in the UK.
So in November, there's a lot more lyrics that are going to be explained, and we'll talk about that later. But November 25th, Taylor finally officially confirms that William Bowery's identity is Joe Alwyn. So, and they talk about that during the Folklore Long Pond sessions. And then December 3rd, 2020, the engagement rumors heat up again. So I feel like it's starting to get, I mean, the first time it was like engagement rumor, waited a year, then there was apparently talks about marriage. And now we're like 8 months later, mm-hmm. and like the engagement rumors really start picking up again. So in early December, Taylor released a snippet of her re-recorded version of Love Story, which we've talked about because it could be heard in the Match.com commercial featuring Ryan Reynolds.
Which is the best.
Yes, it's so funny. But that new recording really caused a lot of people to feel like this was, well, first off, that it was concrete evidence that she was going to re-record her entire catalog, which was owned by Scooter Braun. But it also sparked rumors that Taylor and Joe were already engaged.
Oh.
And some fans noticed, they thought that the lyric "Baby, just say yes" might have been changed to "Baby, just said yes." So a lot of Swifties started tweeting this theory hours after the song release, but multiple sources were like, no, that's not true.
You're hearing what you want to hear.
Yep. But it's not true. Not true.
So December 8th, 2020, Taylor shuts down engagement rumors. She clearly calls him her boyfriend. And she says, the only people who knew were the people that I was making it with. My boyfriend, my family, and then my management team, which she's saying in relation to creating Folklore. She said, so that's the smallest number of people I've ever had know about something. So she's being very clear.
My boyfriend. Not my fiance, not my husband.
And then magically on December 11th, 2020, just like, what is that? Five months?
From Folklore? Yeah, I think it's five, right? Yeah.
5 months after Folklore, she releases.
So crazy.
Evermore. And like, we need to make a note that both Folklore and Evermore were announced and released within 24 hours, which is just wild.
Wild.
That's probably what she just needs to do going forward. Otherwise, it leaves way too much room
for my disappointment.
Who knows what?
When I have to wait.
Who knows what? So at least three songs directly involve Joe, which are Champagne Problems, Coney Island, and Evermore. William Bowery is credited on those tracks. Beyond that, lyrics for Long Story Short and Willow seem to reference Taylor's long-lasting love with Joe. Additionally, multiple sources confirm to TMZ that the two are not secretly married either.
Oh, it's interesting because I remember when a lot of these marriage rumors like really picked up and they were like, they're secretly married. She's like, we just need to see her left hand, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
well, and then it was brought up again recently by
Des
Moines.
We'll get to that. Okay.
Sorry.
Hold on. It's coming. I'm just kidding.
So December 24th and 25th, 2020, they spend Christmas together in London. And then they also spend New Year's Eve together in London.
All right. 2021. So January 11th, the couple's finally photographed again after 11 months of not seen out together. They were photographed in London while on a walk with Joe's mom. They were kind of bundled up in all their winter gear, and Taylor had been going back and forth between Nashville and London to spend time with her family and Joe's family. And then January 14th, Taylor hints she's ready to bring the relationship into the public eye. So I thought this was very interesting.
So, I've got big eyes.
Yeah.
You can't see me, but,
she's like
raising my eyebrows.
So a source told Entertainment Tonight that Taylor is ready to be more public with her and Joe's relationship. The source quotes saying, Taylor has gotten more and more comfortable being public with Joe and letting fans in on their romance in a way that she feels is still protecting it. She loves Joe so much and, of course, is not trying to hide their relationship, but she prefers to keep specific details private. And then the source said that the couple was in it for the long haul and sees a future together. So I think this is very telling.
This right here is an extremely pivotal moment.
Yeah, I think
so. Everything shifts from here.
Yeah.
Is what I'm anticipating. Yeah.
No, and I really think so. I think their relationship worked really well because he really wanted to keep things private. And I think at first she really did too. Mm-hmm. And I think she needed that while she was disappearing during, you know, all the reputation stuff after the Kim and Kanye stuff, just after everything. And then you go into quarantine. And so you're going to be private and keep things. And it's like their relationship worked really well in the private eye. Mm-hmm. And now I think she's like, wait, I like letting my fans in on this in a way that still allows me to be private, but then I can still share things comfortably with them. I like being out in the public eye. I like going out and about. Like I like these things. I'm ready for that next step. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Joe was though.
I don't either. And I kind of wonder if the pandemic just emphasized all this because maybe Joe, yeah, he leans towards being more private. Maybe he's kind of a homebody a little bit. And so they were kind of forced to do that.
Uh-huh.
But for Taylor, who
is not
a homebody, she, when she could, was like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be out and about. Like,
yes.
I mean, how a lot of us felt.
Oh, for sure.
After the pandemic and stuff. Like, I'm sure she was feeling like, I got to get out. And they had kind of built up to a point where they were starting to be a little bit more, we're saying really a little bit public.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, I actually like this. Like, this is kind of nice. And it's kind of probably a little bit freeing.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's so interesting.
Very interesting.
So, February 17th, 2021, Taylor reveals that Joe helped her decide to speak out on political issues. Taylor wrote, as a country musician, I was always told it's better to stay out of politics. The Trump presidency forced me to lean in and educate myself. I found myself talking about government and the presidency and policy with my boyfriend, Joe, who supported me in speaking out. And then March 14th, Taylor won Album of the Year for Folklore and thanked Joe in her acceptance speech. And Joe is credited for winning a Grammy as well. So May 11th, 2021, Taylor shouts Joe and many others out in a Brit Awards speech. She told the audience about the joys and challenges of creating her most recent albums. She said, the world changed and I ended up putting out 3 albums instead. So making Folklore and Evermore was one of the most unique, cathartic, extraordinary experiences I've ever had. I would love the opportunity to thank the amazing creative people that I made those albums with. Thank you, Aaron Dessner, Jack Antonoff, Joe, Justin Vernon, The National, Marcus Mumford, John Lowe, Serban, Ginea, Lara, Sissick, and Haim. I want to thank my friends and family who know exactly who they are, whose opinion of me never changed whether my stock was up or down.
So wow. I wanted to basically include that whole thing just for that last line.
Wow.
I want to thank my friends and family who know exactly who they are, whose opinion of me never changed whether my stock was up or down.
That's
like we talked about that so much with like a lot of the reputation stuff.
Yeah.
And the Kim and Kanye stuff. I'm like, I think her friends and family and the people that stuck around was a bigger impact than maybe we even realized.
Wow.
I know. Oh, crazy. All right. So May 20th, marriage rumors continue to just be all over the place. I feel like it's getting more and more frequently. So a source told ET they grew closer than ever during quarantine and she really trusts him. They've been continuing to be pretty low key about their relationship to the outside world to continue to protect it. They have discussed future plans and Taylor can see herself marrying Joe one day. And then summer of 2021, they just did a lot of back and forth traveling. They went on lots of hikes. They were in Ireland frequently, Cavan, the USA, London, and more. They were seen the most in Belfast because that's where Joe was actually filming for a while. So September 24th of 2021, Taylor leaves Croatia and goes to London for Lena Dunham's wedding. Joe doesn't go because he was presumably stuck filming. But I feel like this is kind of one of the first times where she specifically goes somewhere that he doesn't go with her.
Yeah.
So I'm just noting that. And then the cast and crew for the movie did get moved to Croatia. And so she's actually seen going back to Croatia a bunch during the next month, especially on the 28th for their 5th year anniversary.
So October 4th, 2021, they go to London for Joe's grandfather's funeral. October 9th through 11th, the movie that Joe is filming, Conversations with Friends, wraps up in filming. And then November 12th, Red Taylor's version is released and people noted most songs were recorded in Belfast, Ireland. That's interesting. I did not know that. November 14th, Joe followed Austin Swift back on Instagram. Austin had been following him since 2018.
Isn't that so funny? Like 3 years later, I guess I'll follow my girlfriend's brother on Instagram.
I feel like that's kind of telling. Do you think that was like an argument?
Maybe. Like, why? It could be. Why don't you follow my brother? Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it is interesting because we hear, I think, a lot more about Taylor hanging out with his family.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't find anything on, like, Joe and Austin did this. And I'm not saying, like, maybe Austin didn't want to or, like, what I mean? Like, they just have, like, different vibe, but kind of interesting. This part also gets interesting to me. Panama. So, November 17th, Taylor visits Alwyn on the set for his latest movie, filming in Panama. 5 days later, Taylor leaves Panama to go to New York City. A week and a half later, Taylor writes, "You're Losing Me."
Which we know for a fact.
Oh, yes.
That's new info we got.
Yes. Jack Antonoff posted the exact date for us to all know. And we know that song's about Joe.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very interesting because, I mean, that's why I included so many of these dates leading up to this, but it's like, they were together, I mean, so frequently, October 4th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and then I guess a few weeks, and then November 12th, 14th, so many different dates. She goes to see him on set, 5 days later comes home, and they're not seen together.
And writes a heartbreaking song.
Yes. So I'm very curious.
After she ate the raisins.
Yeah. The raisins. This also is very interesting to me. A week later, on December 13th, Taylor and Alana Haim throw a joint birthday party in New York City. And guess who is not there?
Joe.
Ah. Poor Taylor and these boys and her birthday. I just, like, cannot. These boys need to show up for Taylor on her birthday. Why is it so hard? Yeah. But it really does make me, I'm like, were they broken up right now?
Yeah.
Or if not, they were going through a rough patch.
For sure going through a rough patch.
But then 3 days later, December 16th, Taylor's jet leaves Nashville for Panama and people assume she was picking him up because filming wrapped on the 17th. So we could give him the benefit of the doubt. He was filming a show.
Yeah.
He may not have been able to get to her birthday party. But it just, like, everything around it, the timing and, like, the song, just very interesting to me.
The thing of the song being so close to that birthday party and, like, if she wanted to spend it with him, she could have just stayed in Panama.
Yeah.
Like, she could have done that.
And that's a great point.
She chose to
leave. Yeah.
She chose to write a heartbreaking song, and then she chose to have a birthday party when he couldn't come. So, like...
It's true. That's a really good point.
Pretty rocky right now. You know?
Oh, man. Crazy. Poor Taylor.
I know. Having that piece, that date of when you're losing me was written.
Oh.
It's vital.
It really is.
Story.
It absolutely is. Because if I don't have that, you could read some of this differently.
Oh, yeah.
But because we have it, I read it differently.
Oh, yeah. For sure. So, December 22nd, Taylor and Joe leave New York for Rhode Island, and then December 27th, they spent Christmas in Rhode Island together, and then they go to LA. Taylor's jet is also seen dropping off / picking up family members during this holiday season.
It's very interesting, though, because even if they broke up, it wasn't for very long, and I don't know if they broke up. I shouldn't speculate, but at least we know something was happening at this time. They were struggling, at least. Oh, at least she felt like, you're losing me. Like, come on, buddy. Yeah. But, I mean, they still spent all this time together, all these holidays and stuff.
I think it's interesting that I'm talking about February 9th and there's zero mention of New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. This would be the first time that we didn't get any mention of that.
Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. But we've known that they did every year previous to this.
Yeah. So.
February 9th, 2022, Joe makes his first brief comment on Taylor Swift in years. He says, "I think people can do what they want and makes them happy. I'm obviously happy in a monogamous relationship."
I think it's been 3 years. I think the last time we got any update from him was 2019.
And that's what he says?
I know. Well, and you even think about the previous thing he said was, "I don't want to talk about it." And then he just says, I'm in a happy monogamous relationship.
Wow.
Good for you, Joe.
It's been over 5 years you've been together, and that's all
you can say. Like, I know.
I get it to a point, and this is where you're going to see our shift in our feelings. But, like, I get it to a point.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't say... Everyone knows you've been dating for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like
come
it's
on.
It's not a secret.
Well, and that's what I liked, whatever quote we were reading, that with what Taylor said of, I'm ready to be a little more public.
Yeah.
While still keeping the things that I want private. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing, is I think she realized a way to do that. I just don't feel like he did or that he wanted to.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, February 18th, we're back to more engagement rumors. Which is also crazy because it's like,
no,
she's writing, "You're losing me."
Yeah, no way.
Like a month later, no, we're not getting engagement rumors. But a source says that Taylor and Joe have spoken about their future, which, I mean, we know that they have. But Life and Style reported that Taylor and Joe privately got engaged, but their reps didn't comment on the rumor. And then Entertainment Tonight not addressing the engagement speculation, but saying that the two preferred to keep their personal relationship private. So I did not remember that exact engagement rumor from Life and Style. Thought that was interesting. But a source said, like, they're very happy in their relationship. They've been enjoying their time as a couple. They've spoken about their future. And the source added that they've mastered balancing their careers with the relationship. So, and then March 26th, Taylor and Joe attend a pre-Oscars party together.
This is kind of random, but it's interesting to me because this is a 6-year relationship. Okay, and if we think about Taylor's music, and we know there's Joe songs on Reputation, and we know there's Joe songs, I mean, Lover,
it's
very Joe, and then she writes, I mean, there's a few songs on
Folklore,
mm-hmm. and maybe Evermore that are Joe, but it's interesting that that's when she picked up writing fictional characters. And I don't want to say this. I don't want to say this to like downplay like what she did or why she did it, but I'm really curious if he, with how he acts,
interesting.
Still, yeah. If he didn't want her writing about
songs
them.
About them. It's a very interesting point. I hadn't thought of that, but it really does match up. Even like timeline, like wise.
Yeah. I don't know. Because even the lover songs, I mean, we'll deep dive into it and maybe I'm just not remembering right. They really don't give a ton of details. They're a
no, they don't.
More,
yeah.
We know that the Lover album is inspired by Joe because they've been dating for so long and all that. But like thinking of the comments about the secret sessions and all that, I'm like, he didn't.
Yeah. Maybe he just like didn't,
he didn't want
yeah.
her to write a lot of like very specific.
Then he is going to be in for it come April.
She's letting torture poets. I don't know.
And it is interesting that you say that too, because the Reputation songs, a lot of the ones that she was writing about, if you go back to our first episode, they were like before they even started dating.
Yeah.
Like gorgeous, pretty. You know, like she's writing that before they really get together and dress and all of these things. And so it's like, he didn't really have a say in it.
Yeah.
And so that is very interesting. I had not thought of that. Like, yeah, she was like writing all these songs and then they really get together and maybe he did say, I don't want all of these details.
Because he
about
knows
us.
That's like what everyone thinks of her. And I mean, it is what she does.
Yeah. And maybe that's why she said, like, I want to be able to include my fans in my relationship.
Yeah.
In a way that still allows our life to be private. I had not thought of that. That's really interesting, though.
That is. It just, I mean, seeing it all together, it's just like making me think about some of those things. And I am grateful that she decided to start writing, you know, about different characters.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed with
so,
folklore.
Yes.
It's so good. But also, I feel like there's a piece of her, like, this is so cheesy and dumb, but it's like a piece of her life is missing because we didn't get, like, if you really think about it, like, she could have written some really interesting songs even outside of like her relationship with Joe, which she did. She you know, like, Epiphany on Folklore is totally about current events, but like, think of like some of the songs she could have written about her and Joe during the pandemic and being quarantined together. And
very interesting.
All of that's like missing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Very interesting.
But you know what?
Karma 2.0, the lost albums.
Yeah. Not to like talk about the music too much because we'll get into it. But like, it's interesting that some of the songs we do have are like Invisible String, which is like a really cute, like, We Were Meant to Be Together.
Yeah.
But it's also Peace, which is like, am I ever going to be
enough?
I can't give you peace. I don't know. It's just...
Anyways, very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. Back to the timeline. We got a little distracted. So April of 2022, in a series of interviews to promote the movie Conversation with Friends, Joe talks about Taylor very slightly.
Are we surprised?
Including engagement rumors. Can't wait to see what this says. He said on April 13th, he told Elle UK why he doesn't want to discuss their relationship in interviews.
Just like, that's all he does. I'm kind of surprised that people even ask him at this point.
I know.
Because he just continually tells them why not.
He said, it's not really because I want to be guarded and private. It's more a response to something else, he said with a shrug. We live in a culture that is so increasingly intrusive. The more you give, and frankly, even if you don't give it, something will be taken. And that's all he offered about his personal life this time. Which is so interesting because I'm like, if you know that you, if you give or you don't give, things will still be speculated, why not be the source?
Yes.
Be the source instead of what's going on in your life, instead of having other people write the narrative.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also interesting to me, the first part, where he says, it's not really because I want to be like guarded and private. It's just like more of a response to something else.
Yeah, right.
But I'm also like, okay, are you insecure? Are you feeling weird because like she is so famous? Like, I don't know. It just, something about it feels weird and like different than what he used to say.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's interesting to me too, because he specifically has said like he likes acting, but he's not interested in being a celebrity.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe he feels like dating her and being in the public eye would give him more of that celebrity status, which like opens him up to more, you know, backlash and those kinds of things. But I don't know. That's just, So on April 19th to LUS, Joe said on the subject of writing more songs with Taylor, he said, it's not a plan of mine to continue writing songs. No.
Which I also think is interesting.
Very interesting.
Like, wouldn't you just be like, oh, like, we'll just have to see, like, if I'm at the piano again. And
that, to me, says things are really rocky.
I agree. Because I feel like you could answer that differently.
Oh, yeah. And then the next day, he told the Wall Street Journal about the engagement rumors. He said, if I had a pound for every time I think I've been told I've been engaged, then I'd have a lot of pound coins. I mean, the truth is, if the answer was yes, I wouldn't say. And if the answer was no, I wouldn't say.
It's like back to what you were saying about like, like just clear the air, be the narrative.
He needs a stamp on his forehead that says,
just don't ask.
No comment.
Yeah, for reals though.
It's just, it's funny. I don't know why it's funny to me that it's never no comment. It's always, I have to kind of explain why I don't want to comment.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
He feels like he has to defend himself a little bit. So on April 30th to The Guardian, Joe said why he keeps his relationship with, this is just giving comical.
It's like, I know.
Why he keeps his relationship with Taylor Swift private again, and how he felt about them winning a Grammy for Folklore.
Wow. So, cool. Yeah, I know. I'm going to go into a little bit more about what he said, because this one gets a little bit longer. But so he said, on what it's like to date Taylor and the attention, he said, it's not something I think about unless I'm in situations like this and someone says, what's it like? And then I have to think about what to say about it. It's just not for other people, our relationship. And I don't say that with aggression. So I feel like it is aggressive. he continues, though, I don't know how to best talk about it. I mean, I'm aware of people's, I don't know, of that size of interest and that that world exists. It's just not something I particularly care about or have much interest in feeding. I guess because the more it's fed, the more you are opening a gate for intrusion. I think that's just my response to a culture that has this increasing expectation that everything is going to be given. If you don't post about the way you make your coffee in the morning, or you don't let someone take a picture when you walk out of your front door, is that being private? I don't know if it is, so I just don't really feed that. If you and I were having a conversation and having a shandy in my house and it wasn't being recorded, then of course other things would be said. Which, that last like part is just what she had said. I know, so I'm like, did they talk about what they say? And then he does go on to talk about winning the Grammy and writing songs with Taylor. He said, it wasn't like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. It's time to try and write a song together. It came about from messing around on a piano and singing badly, then being overheard and being like, let's see what happens if we get to the end of it together. I mean, fun is such a stupid word, but it was a lot of fun. I kind of hate that too, though. Like, why is fun a stupid word? Do you not like having fun?
I don't know.
He keeps going, and it was never a work thing or a let's try and do this because we're going to put this thing out. It was just like baking sourdough in lockdown. The Grammy was obviously this ridiculous bonus. So, kind of interesting.
That was, I mean, that was a lot.
It was way more. I mean, he still didn't really say anything.
No, but
it was more than I know.
He said
more than we'd gotten.
That he's been saying.
And he did talk a lot more about writing songs with her, though.
Yeah.
I feel like that is the part that we got the most insight into their relationship.
Yeah.
And apparently he has fun with her. He had fun writing a song with her.
But also, fun is stupid, so. He had fun, but it was stupid. Okay. Anyways, so May of 2022, Joe said he hopes people... Oh my.
You can't even read it.
I can't even read it. He says he hopes people stop caring about their relationship. What world do you live in?
I know.
What world? I am sorry.
Oh,
my gosh. And then in June of 2022, Joe and Taylor are seen kissing in the Bahamas. July, Joe and Taylor go out for a date in London. Taylor's hand was briefly visible, and there was no ring on her left hand, which some people took to mean that she is definitely not engaged. August of 2022, they are photographed on a dinner date in New York ahead of the MTV VMAs.
I do feel like we're starting to see them less together, though.
Yes.
If you've already noticed that. I will say, though, the Tumblr post that I was getting a lot of stuff from did stop in 2021. So maybe, no, they stopped in 2022. So maybe there was a few things that were missing here, but I kind of think they had started to not be seen as much together. Because now we're going to jump to October. So from August to October, Taylor shared that one of her songs is all about keeping her relationship with Joe private. She's like, again, with the talks about their private relationship. She says, I guess theoretically, when you're in the lavender haze, you'll do anything to stay there and not let people bring you down off of that cloud. I think a lot of people have to deal with this now, not just public figures, because we live in an era of social media. If the world finds out that you're in love with somebody, they're going to weigh in on it. But specifically, Taylor and Joe have to deal with it a lot. And she added, we've had to dodge weird rumors, tabloid stuff, and we just ignore it. This song is sort of about the act of ignoring that stuff to protect the real stuff. And then the next month, November of 2022, Joe does share adorable pictures of home life with Taylor. He'll post a lot about like her cats and them just like hanging out at home.
And Midnights was released in October.
Oh, yes. I should have put that on there.
She's talking about Lavender Haze, right?
Yep.
Okay. Whew. Okay. 2023. Here we go.
I know.
February of 2023, Taylor and Joe share sweet public nods to each other. There's zodiac signs, constellations, Sagittarius, and Pisces during her Lavender Haze music video. He shares more photos on Instagram stories about home life with Benjamin Button. He loves the cats, apparently.
He really does. Like, if you look at those pictures that I'll post in the show notes, he has so many photos of Benjamin.
That's fun.
Like, it is so, it's kind of crazy.
Which is kind of cute because she got him when they were dating. So it's kind of like there.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I also read somewhere she, I guess, joked to somebody when she wanted to, like, adopt Benjamin. She was like, oh, I got to go call the... Oh, I wish I should have written it down. But basically, like, I got to go call Joe and make sure it's okay for me to do this kind of a thing. Yeah. So then the fact that Joe really loves him, like, that's kind of cool, too.
Yeah. So March 22nd, People reports that Joe will be attending Taylor's shows for the Eras Tour when he can. And he never attends an Eras Tour show.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it is really interesting, though, that like February of 2023, he's posting about Benjamin.
Yeah.
Which, like, a lot of us were speculating that they were broken up
in 2022.
Yeah. So, I mean, also, you never know with social media because maybe those were old pictures and he just
posted them later.
But, yeah, interesting. And I mean, like, her Lavender Haze music video, but that could have been, like, that was filmed, like, earlier on. So, who knows. But here's the big one. April 8th, 2023. Entertainment Tonight reports that Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn broke up a few weeks before. So on April 8th, Entertainment Tonight shared that Taylor and Joe quietly ended their relationship a few weeks ago. A source described the breakup as amicable and not dramatic. The source also said the relationship had just run its course. It's why Joe hasn't been spotted at any of the shows.
I mean, the news broke only 3 weeks into the Eras tour.
Yeah.
So.
Do you wonder? Okay, correction. I am now wondering if they broke up right before she went on tour. Right before she went on tour. If it was one of those, like, what are we going to do? Like, are you going to come be in the public eye with me? Like, I'm going to be very public. I'm going to be on the road a lot. Are we going to, like, make this work or are we not?
Yeah.
And it probably was just like, you know what? No. Like, we have had a lot of problems. And it sounds like they worked through a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But it, like, took a lot of work. And it probably was just like, we can't spend that much work while I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and obviously, like, they knew the tour was coming.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that that conversation happened a lot.
I'm sure, yeah.
Leading up to it, how it was going to be handled. But when it actually came time and it's like, how are we doing this? What are we doing? And then, yeah.
Like, the more I'm, like, looking at all of this and the way it all lines up, I'm like,
breaking up with that in that kind of a relationship, right?
Oh,
as you are going on this massive tour. How did she do that?
I mean, it's insane.
But not at the beginning.
No.
And I don't know how she handled those first few weeks.
No.
I mean, obviously it's instantly amplified once it's public, but still, like, she's feeling it.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
my gosh.
Absolutely. Crazy. I, though, am glad to look back. I mean, the Eras tour has seemed so incredible for her that I hope that it was really healing for her and really, like, she was able to surround herself with, like, fans and people that just, like, want to support her 100%. Yeah. And hopefully she felt that. Yeah. And I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
Not that it makes it easier.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 days later, on April 10th, People detailed why they broke up, explaining personality differences made Taylor realize that they weren't long-term compatible. So just 2 days after Taylor and Joe broke up, People ran an in-depth story featuring intel from a lot of different sources about what led to the final split. And the source explained that Taylor and Joe had issues before. They said, quote, "They've had rough patches before and always worked things out. So friends thought that they would just take some time apart, but eventually come back together." The source said that he noted that they realized ultimately they weren't the right fit for one another. They said Joe got to know Taylor when she was in retreat after her 2016 summer. And then during the pandemic, when the world was shut down, they were quoted, "They had plenty in common and fell in love in a safe bubble while she was retreating from the world during Reputation. Then the pandemic hit and they were locked down together and able to continue growing their relationship in this insulated way. But he didn't really, quote, know her yet outside of that bubble." And that, like, we've talked about that multiple times.
So well put. Like,
yep.
That describes it very well. So the source also said that Joe has struggled with Taylor's level of fame and the attention from the public. They said the differences in their personalities have also become harder to ignore after years together. They've grown apart. Multiple sources said they were considering marriage, though. They had been talking about marriage as recently as a few months ago. But given everything else, Taylor didn't see them working out in the long run. The split really was recent and undramatic. As of April 10th, they are friendly.
No way.
No way.
I'm sure they weren't, like, friendly, but I'm sure they weren't, like, going at each other or, like...
Yeah, I mean, I get the, like, undramatic. Like, I'm sure it was a hard and sad split, but it wasn't like a... I'm slashing your tires.
Yes.
Type split, yeah. But it was just like a heartbreaking split. And it said they said she doesn't have anything bad to say about Joe. They just grew apart. Taylor is staying very focused on her tour right now. And then in May, Taylor releases You're Losing Me.
Ugh.
Which fans speculate is about Joe.
I really just think that was her way of being like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
I've said that before, but I just truly feel like that was her way of being like, okay, like, this is all I can say about this right now.
And remind me, how was it released? Because this isn't when it was released on streaming.
Uh-uh. So she added it to the...
Oh, the 3 a.m. edition? Uh-huh.
Not the 3 a.m. one, the...
Because it wasn't
streaming. Something Dawn or...
Until Dawn. But what could you... Could
but only you could buy only buy it on CD at the tour. Yeah. Okay. Ugh. Crazy. So November 15th, Joe makes his first appearance post-split. He just attends British GQ's Men of the Year Awards in London. And then November 22nd, a source speaks to US Weekly about how Taylor's new romance with Travis Kelce differs from hers with Alwyn. And the source just spoke a lot about how they're seen in the public with outings a lot more. They don't stay as home as much. I mean, things that we kind of the whole time have been talking about.
Yeah.
And then November 29th, Taylor releases You're Losing Me on streaming platforms. It's actually a longer time than I remember it being.
Yeah. So on November 30th was when Taylor's publicist, Tree Payne, made a rare public statement to definitively shut down false rumors that Taylor and Joe were secretly married. She took aim at unverified celebrity gossip outlet Des Moines, writing on X, formerly known as Twitter. I just call it Twitter.
I know, I do too.
Not. She said, enough is enough with these fabricated lies about Taylor from Des Moines. There was never a marriage or ceremony of any kind. This is an insane thing to post. It's time for you to be held accountable for the pain and trauma you cause with posts like these. That would be really traumatic that much
yeah.
after a breakup, knowing they had talked about marriage.
Yes.
Knowing they had considered it.
Yes.
Shortly after broken up. Like, that's...
Her lyrics hard. Literally like, I wouldn't marry me either.
Yeah.
Like, that line kills me. To, like, think about all these times they talked about marriage, and then people keep speculating they're engaged, keep speculating that they're married, and she literally comes out with a line that says that.
Well, and...
Ugh.
And, again, not to get into the music, but if you think about that line, I mean, think about that line. Pathological yeah. people pleaser... I wouldn't marry me either. I've always assumed that line was kind of how she does, where she kind of the satire, like, points out things that, like, the media or whatever think of her.
Oh, uh-huh.
I wonder if, like, he thought that of her.
Oh, my gosh. That, like, oh.
Like.
No, I'm
like,
sure.
Why do you need to talk about our relationship? Like, why do your fans need to know? Like,
yeah.
just because they want to?
Yeah. Like, you're such a people pleaser. Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
Because saying
so bad.
Things together, pathological people pleaser, I wouldn't marry me either, to me, makes it seem like
he really didn't want to because of.
Like, he obviously didn't. Say those words, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he made her feel that way.
It's just so, it's so sad.
It's so sad.
I don't know if I'm ready to get into the music.
I know.
It's going to be such a roller coaster because it's going to be like, you're so gorgeous. And then I wouldn't marry me either. Oh, okay. What a turn. And
then we'll get tortured poets.
I'm so ready for it.
So. December 20th, Joe is seen at the same fashion show as Zayn Malik in a rare public appearance.
And then February 4th, 2024, Taylor sparks speculation that her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, may be about Joe. So fans immediately suspected that the work could be about Joe, partly due to his name. And we've talked about this a little bit, but... Joe, I didn't know this part. Joe had a SoundCloud prior to dating Taylor where he read poetry.
What?
Yeah, I had no idea. So I thought that was interesting. But then Swifties also resurfaced Joe and Paul's December 2022 discussion for Variety. The two actors had revealed a WhatsApp group chat with Andrew Scott called the Tortured Man Club, which is very similar to Taylor's album title, which is absolutely an odd to it.
Yes. And I've thought about that a lot and the title of that. I'm like, what does that mean? To me, that sounds like miserable husbands.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what else does that mean?
Yeah.
It just kind of sounds like.
Tortured man. Like,
this is where we complain about
our. Oh, yeah. Our women.
That's like kind of what
it kind of gives the vibe.
That's what it was, but that's the vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. That's interesting. I feel like I remember I watched that interview like recently, obviously, because it's resurfaced.
But yeah.
I feel like they said that he had that. And then, like, they didn't really use it a lot anymore.
Oh, uh-huh. Like, farther. I think I remember heard that, yeah.
Like, it was more at the beginning. Like, maybe when he was single and, like, first dating her. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I don't know the exact timeline.
February 5th, a source shared Joe's feelings on Taylor's project, which, take it with a grain of salt, this has been speculated as, like, untrue or like just like rumor, not like a super reliable source, I guess.
Yeah.
But it did say, they said to the Daily Mail that Joe was hopeful that Taylor wouldn't reveal too much about their relationship on the Tortured Poets Department.
But like, to stop you there really quick, that goes with everything we've seen so far.
Yeah.
And goes back to your theory on he maybe didn't want her writing songs about him.
Yeah.
So, keep going.
So, Joe has not said one word about Taylor or their breakup and has been completely respectful of her, the source said. It's undeniable that the name of her upcoming album is in reference to Joe's WhatsApp group chat. Taylor knocked him for the name of this when they were together. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. She didn't want people to think that it had anything to do with her. So when he spoke out about it, she was, of course, bothered. Joe has no reason to believe yet that she is going to diss him or their relationship. The source said she writes about her past using code and points of reference. It may just be that she is reflecting on their time together and he is hoping it is nothing more. But, like, why are you hoping?
I know. Like, so what really happened? Yeah.
Than that, you know? If it is a diss album, that is shady. I have so many things to say. I'm just going to finish what I'm reading and then I'll say it. But it said it talks about how he helped her on Folklore and Evermore. And it will really come as a shock to him if she talks about their breakup as. It is something he has not spoken of at all. Regardless of what she does, he will not respond because he has removed himself from her narrative and is very glad he did.
Ugh, eye roll.
It's basically like, I've been asking for years to not talk about her, and now I can actually get away with it.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna just keep doing what I've been doing.
Yeah, no comment. But for real, though.
No comment. But the fact, it's just so funny to me that he says things. That's why, I mean, it's like, take it for a grain of salt. We don't know how, like, legit this is.
Yeah.
The source. But if it is, it's like, you think if it's a diss album, well, actually, I'm going to come back to that in a second. He says, it will come as a shock to him if she talks about their breakup. I'm like, are you aware?
Do you know who you dated?
Of who you dated. That's literally
what she does.
Yeah. Like, not in a, I'm not, I sometimes I hate saying that, but like,
yeah,
she writes
specifically stories. Yes.
And if you really think she's not going to write about this, like, you are actually insane. And the thing that, yeah, I was so frustrated that he said if it's a diss album, that is shady. To me, that just takes me back to your losing me Because You're Losing Me talks a lot about him being super unaware of the problem.
Yeah.
And that's that, to me, just goes right along with that. Like, he probably
you still don't get it.
We just went our separate ways. Yeah, exactly. You don't get it. You do not get it. My goodness.
Oh, man.
So Taylor released the track list later that day, and fans obviously, I mean, there were a lot of thoughts, but So Long London, possibly being about Joe. Come on, of course it's about Joe.
Yeah.
And what is it? Track five. I cannot wait to hear it.
Oh my gosh. The more we're talking about this too, I'm like, I need this album. I can't wait another month. Are you kidding? Okay. February 7th of this year, Taylor revealed that she wrote the album for the last 2 years, right after she wrote You're Losing Me, which was the first suspected Joe breakup song. So Taylor told the crowd at her first Tokyo show, when she started to work on the Tortured Poets department, she said, I've been working on Tortured Poets since right after I turned in Midnights. So you turn in an album months in advance so you can make finals, make sure it's the best. So I started working on it immediately after that. And I've been working on it for about 2 years. I kept working on it through the US tour. And when it was perfect, in my opinion, when it was good enough for you, I finished it. And I am so, so excited. Soon you'll get to hear it. Soon we'll get to experience that together. And I'm just like, over the moon about the fact that you guys care about my music. It still blows my mind. I love doing this. I know I keep saying that, but that's because it's true. Everyone's like, why do you make so many albums? I'm like, man, because I love it. I love it so much. I'm having fun. Leave me alone. So fun. Oh. So this probably means that she's been writing the album like early February 2022.
Yeah. Man,
it's crazy. I mean, anytime really between like end of 2021 and beginning of 2022.
Yeah. I'm sure releasing this album feels pretty freeing, especially if what we talked about was true. Like if she felt a little bit held back in her music career,
yeah,
in her relationship, and now she has that full freedom. Plus she's like a little bit out of the grieving stage of that relationship. Like,
yeah. It's like a little more removed from it.
I like kind of joked with you that like if Travis is a PR relationship, it's purely for the Swifties to like know that Taylor Swift is okay and happy and just not just depressed about Joe.
For reals.
Oh man.
That is so funny. I just wanted to really quick look at, I couldn't remember exactly what was happening at the beginning of 2022. Which is apparently like around when she would start making this album. And it was mainly engagement rumors really started to spread again. And we got, they attended a pre-Oscars party together.
Then
that was April when we had those like five different interviews of Joe very briefly touching on his relationship. That's like it.
I kind of, with that timing and with how many, I mean, if this is a breakup album slash an end of relationship with Joe album.
Yeah.
And there were that many rumors, engagement, marriage, engagement, marriage. I wonder if she's going to talk about that.
Oh, I'm sure she will.
A lot.
Crazy. I'm sure.
Okay. So February 19th, Joe broke his Instagram silence following Taylor's album announcement. He disabled comments on it.
Which was probably smart for his case, though.
And the post served as his public signal that he will be ignoring her project, at least for now.
Whew.
Can you imagine?
If he had left comments on
that, but also
it'd be so bad.
Can you imagine if Joe spent 6 years dodging any kind of commenting about their relationship?
Yeah.
And where he says, at least for now, it comes out, he's like, WTF is this? None of this is real. And then he starts like coming out and like trying to like say that none of it's true. Can you imagine? That'd be
crazy.
That would just be wild.
I'm very intrigued to see what he does. I bet he just kind of retreats.
I bet he
goes into hiding, doesn't say anything about it, waits for it to blow over.
Yeah. I agree.
Which, I mean, I don't think anybody should come for him. Right? Like, that's not okay. And Taylor said that before. Like, we don't need to come for these people. Like, this is just me sharing my experience. Mm-hmm. But
unfortunately, they're still going to, but
I know.
They don't have to.
Oh, wow. That catches us up.
Yeah.
To now. There was so much information. I just can't wait to really hear more about what we learn about their relationship while listening to the Torture Reports Department.
I'm so excited.
Like, we will be doing more episodes on, like, okay, this is what we learned initially about the relationship. This is what we know now.
Yeah.
Like, how does it fit in? What do we see it working? So stay tuned for that. Oh, it's just wild.
Yes. And stay tuned, because next week we're going to start our Joe Alwyn music deep dive, which is, it's so fun to dive into the music. So you are going to want to listen. I promise it'll be good.
Well, we can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me a drink. See you guys next week.